Look, I mentioned a little earlier that each and every day around 35 Australians get that devastating news that they have leukemia or associated cancers. One organisation that's been trying to do something about that for quite a while now is the Leukemia Foundation, and they try and have a little bit of fun with it on the way. To talk about that a little bit more, it is Monique Serrato from the Leukemia Foundation. It's the World's Greatest Shave, Monique. It's been around for a while. How has the World's Greatest Shave shaped and changed over time, and how long indeed has it been around for?
Morning, Mark. It's been around for 19 years and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So this year we have, it's expected over 150,000 people will take part in some shape or form in the World's Greatest Shave. So it's really exciting. It's a really fun time of year for people to get involved and do something fun, but you're right, for something that's very serious.
I should have got a little bit prepared. I should have started growing a beard earlier in the year, so I've got left behind.
Well, you can always colour your hair. That's another option.
Oh, I've been doing that for years, both of those things.
We have a lot of people waxing their chest, actually, which is a little bit ouch. A lot of men, I should say.
Yeah, no, look, eyebrows, yes. Everything else down there, no, it's not going to happen.
That's an ouch too.
It is. Look, 19 years you mentioned, Monique, and a lot of funds raised through the years. What are some of the breakthroughs that are being developed through the World's Greatest Shave?
There are lots of trials happening. A lot of money is put into research, which is really important, and it is ongoing. That is sort of the reality of research and drugs. There is a new drug called venetoclax that's been approved for use in Australia just this year, which is really exciting. But there are many, many, many different types of blood cancer. So, once a diagnosis has been taken place, everyone takes a different path, I suppose, in their treatment. And what's really important are there needs during that treatment process. So what the Leukemia Foundation does is we spend a lot of money in supporting people in that treatment phase. So if you need accommodation, transport, any sort of support services, that's really where a lot of our money goes, to support people in that time.
Yeah, we know that the treatment is necessary and what it is, but you're right, it is all of those support services, all of those things that go on in the back end that are so critically important, because many people that need the services don't necessarily live where all of the medical facilities are.
Absolutely, Mark. I mean, if you think about it, let's say you live in Newcastle and your treatment's in Sydney. I mean, treatment can be anywhere from a week to year, and you need to find accommodation for a year. It can be really costly. So, that's where the Leukemia Foundation come in, and we really support our families.
Yeah, which is great to hear. A lot of those back-end services that seem to get lost in the translation, I guess. There is an event happening in the Hunter. Can you tell us a bit more about that, Monique?
Absolutely. It's this Sunday, so 19th of March. It's called the Great Maiden Shave. So it's from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's at number 1 Honeysuckle Drive in Newcastle. So you can be shaved there. You can be coloured there. I'm not sure if there's waxing, though. That's the only question. But certainly shaves and colours for a donation. There's a professional hairdresser, so you'll look okay when you leave.
Oh, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. There's raffles as well. There's something for the kids. Like, it will be a really cool, fun event.
It sounds like it. Now, we know the event itself does go from 16th to 19th of March.
Yes.
If we were looking to get involved, what's the best way to take it from here, Monique?
Absolutely. Hop online, worldsgreatestshave.com. There, it gives you an idea of all the different types of things you can do. Plus, you can actually search your local postcode and find a local event. So if you want to go to something other than the Great Maiden Shave, there's heaps of other things happening in the area. Or you can just register. It's really easy. Register and then colour your hair, cut your hair, shave your hair, raise some money and be part of it. It's really lovely and it's good fun.
Look, it always is a great event, 19 years strong. Monique, thank you for your organisation, all the work you're doing as well.
Thank you.
Good luck as the week rolls on.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Monique. That is Monique Serrato from the Marketing and Communications Department of Leukemia Foundation. There is a phone number as well if you'd like some more details, 1-800-500-088. World's Greatest Shave.